get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, quick shout out for our friends in Holdridge. Chris at Score One Smoking.
Score One.
Still tailgate season. Nebraska's 3-0. People are happy. They want to grill and eat a lot of food. Score One Smoking's got barbecue rubs and sauces for all your products. Get it at ScoreOneSmoking.com. Also go to Facebook and Instagram, Score One Smoking. You will not be disappointed with Chris's
rubs
and sauces.
He's a pro. He's the best griller in the tri-state area. The numbers say it. It's not like
tri-state.
Tri-state. And I'm sure he would branch off to some other states in
15 states, maybe.
15. Yeah, 15 yep. states.
Hey.
And do extremely well. There's not a place that he goes that he can't just crush it.
Yeah.
And I've had his food.
Is it good?
Oh, it is. That was the...
He's got a... Does he have this sort of knack?
He has a knack. He's just hooked up right. Somebody just has a knack. He's just hooked up right.
I wonder...
That's a common statement in football.
In football?
It's like, he's hooked up right. And sometimes, like, he's not hooked up right. There's right. just things, there's just something there, that there's a synapse there that
Interesting.
Somewhere...
It's hard to explain.
It's just hard to explain. Someone is just, why is that person, why can they make that pass? Why can they do this? Why can they do that? Well, some people are just, that's just what it is.
Hooked up right.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nebraska's rate of success on the football field correlates to food intake in the state. Like, if they're rolling, right. do people eat a little bit more? They feel better.
It's very possible.
It's very possible. I know it does in retail. I know it does in car sales. 100.
Really? Car
yes.
sales?
Yes. Yeah. Ernie's and Ceresco, they after every big win, they go up over 40% in sales the next day. Yes. 40%.
Whipped through Ceresco yesterday. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, on the way to Fremont.
You ever stop at that gas station? Oh, man, do they have good
Jake,
food.
On the way to Fremont.
Okay.
Yeah, up 77. Am I getting the wrong
stop? You didn't stop at the gas station?
I did not stop. Station?
No. Oh, they have a meatloaf sandwich there.
I was in a hurry.
Yeah. You could have gone to Ernie's and Ceresco. Or
I was in a hurry going.
Rooster.
I was in a hurry coming back.
Did you go by Wanahoe? Lake Wanahoe?
Yes,
Wanahoe,
I did.
Wanahoe? Something like that?
I think that's what it's called. I always look out longingly on that lake.
What?
I always look out there longingly. Like, it'd be kind of nice to be on a boat out there.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Maybe when I retire. Get a boat, someday. Do some fishing.
Someday.
I see you just really getting into it. Angling.
Check out ScoreOneSmoking.com. It's time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a cool parenting tips Thursday. What is on your mind today?
I appreciate that. The chance. This really set in on Monday. It really set in Monday. I was on my trip back from Columbus, from dropping my dad off. Like that. And you just kind of, my cool parent tip is ditch the stress and drive to be alive. Ditch the stress and drive to be alive. It is the ride back as the sun was going down, the sun was behind me. Driving was so relaxing. And just seeing, because now all the fields are changed colors. There's the harvest. Beautiful. Harvest is starting to go on.
Wow.
You need, here's the deal. This will start on Monday because you have to have window down weather. And the weather starts on Monday. You've got to take your kids out of town roughly 6 o'clock at that time, a little bit later maybe, drive for an hour and just get out of town and get the windows down. Get out of town and go for a drive.
Ditch the stress.
Windows down. Pack a lunch. Enjoy the crunch. Pack a lunch. Enjoy the crunch. That means get on gravel.
The sound
of gravel underneath the tires is one of the most remarkable sounds there is. So you want to be able to get the crunch.
I haven't heard it lately.
Oh God, when you drive on gravel, it is remarkable. You need to get the kids out. You have snack. You pack a lunch to enjoy the crunch, and you go for a drive. Windows down on gravel, all throughout rural. Get outside of Lincoln. You're out there, and you can be on gravel in 5 minutes from right
did
now.
You come up with that on your own.
I did. I came up with that on
That's
my own.
That's brilliant. Pack a lunch, enjoy the crunch.
There's nothing like
it. And he's talking about gravel. Right. He's not talking about potato chips.
No.
Fritos.
Go through a small town.
That would make sense.
Right, it would. But that's not what he's talking
about.
Stop
in a small town. Stop in Unadilla. You know, stop in a small town. But
hey, David City.
Yeah, get your kids out. Get your kids out. Get the windows down. Get the windows down. And then you get a chance to see. Now, because it'll start happening now. So as you're driving, this is about, there's about a 2 to 3 week window for this to happen. Love to see some pictures if you take your kids out and drive them around like that. I'm just telling you, when the windows are down, music's playing. I would prefer they would let the parents have the music, but if the kids would rather have the music, that's okay too. I'll let them play their stuff.
Ditch the stress.
Drive to be alive. Ditch the stress. Drive to be alive. Pack a lunch. Enjoy the crunch.
I don't even know what to say.
Ben, you ever been in a drive on gravel?
Oh, it's incredible. Of course, from Columbus.
When we used to go to Beamer to hear Street Legal play.
Oh, great city.
We would leave, and the dance started about 9, 9.30. You always want to show up a little fashionably late, but it'd be summertime. And we would leave about 7 o'clock to drive to Beamer, and it'd be about maybe
how long?
14 to 18 miles to there. But we drove gravel roads the entire way. Driving about 10 miles an hour, just driving like that, literally. And then sometimes you couldn't find Beamer for a while because there's no GPS at the time. It's like, where are we? You have no idea where you're at. No idea. We're somewhere between Norfolk and Pender and West Point. We have no idea where we're at. Absolutely.
I hope that's Beamer.
Lost. Completely lost. Also, if you get a chance, here's the one that if you want your kids to really be like this is incredible. Find a minimum maintenance road.
Yeah,
a minimum maintenance road.
Tell me about that.
Because those usually don't even have gravel on them. Those are just more of a path, the two tire path they have.
And so there's some ruts there.
There's some ruts. Get down a minimum maintenance road.
Okay, so we're learning to get minimum maintenance.
There's no crunch in that road, but your kids will be so impressed when you're driving. Your wife will be upset. She'll be nervous.
Yeah, Ben came with some personal information.
What did he come with?
They had a gravel driveway.
Really? That sound is incredible, isn't it? Oh, when you drive in on that. I used to love my favorite things, though, when I was back in my running days, which I stopped about a year ago, going for a run on gravel. The sound of your shoes on gravel is one of the most remarkable there ever is.
Yes.
You want to do it one more time?
Yes, I do. I want to hear both headlines.
Ditch the stress. Drive to be alive.
Ditch the stress.
Pack a lunch. Enjoy the crunch.
But that's gravel.
And it should be a sandwich. It should just be a sandwich. Right. White bread. White bread, bologna. That should be your...
Form of cheese.
Some sort of cheese. That, yes.
Yes.
And maybe some Cheetos.
Yeah.
And old school soda. No diet.
Yeah.
A Coke.
Oh, yeah. No diet.
Orange.
Right.
Grape. Something of that nature. Kids
that's
are happy.
That's a great idea. It's a great idea. Do it. Down. Just take
anything
some time.
With the text line, Jake?
We got some response. We do. We have some response here. Check it out.
Ditch the stress.
Okay.
Drive
from
to
the text
be alive.
Line, Gator says it's the delivery for me. Bill's delivery was just on point for that. Yes, it was.
Thank you, Gator.
You have a way with words, though, too. Good
would
headline writer.
You say
writer.
I'm a wordsmith?
Yeah. You're definitely a good headline writer. You're a good headline writer.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Good headline.
Let's see.
It draws you in.
MMR, minimum maintenance roads, are the best from unnamed. Oh,
I know where they're all at. I know in areas I can get to them just right now. That minimum maintenance is way. And the best part is you know the ones that go all the way through. Sometimes you're driving down one, get to the middle of the section, it's like it's just done.
It's
just
interesting.
Gone.
Isn't it interesting, Jake, that he ponders minimum maintenance roads?
I do. I think about it.
That's interesting.
That's interesting to me.
Ben says that sounds.
Ben I've says, never given him any thought until right now.
No. That sounds like a lunch for a Shasta from Ben on the text line.
A Shasta. That'd be a Shasta-based lunch. Yes, it would be.
Someone says, what if I don't have kids? Can I do this alone with the fiance?
God, it'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Be incredible.
Don't need kids?
You might ruin it a little bit.
It's cool parenting tips, but it's really just cool tips.
Ben just got happy, by the way.
His tail's wagging.
Someone says, go find a gravel road or MMR.
Yeah.
And throw a party. Madison County has some dang good party roads for you.
Absolutely.
Not a bad idea.
Ours was called,
used to do that.
Ours was called Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, and you're the age that used to do that.
And that was where we heard about the party, myself and Chris Pujols, but we weren't old enough to drive yet. We were like 14 or 15. And the Yellow Brick Road is about 4 miles out of town. We rode our 10 speeds out. And we're at Yellow Brick Road. My sister's 5 years old. And all of a sudden goes,
what
hey,
you doing?
Hey, I just talked to your brother. Like, what do you mean you talked to my brother? Why is he here? I thought, he rode his bike out. Me and Chris.
That probably cramped her style.
Probably a little dangerous riding down. First, you had to ride down a highway for 2 miles and then get off on the gravel road and then to the minimum maintenance road. Probably not real safe whipping down a highway at 10 o'clock at night.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And you cramped your sister's style.
Yeah, cramped
There's
style.
My little brother out here.
And I was with her
on
bike.
On his 10-speed.
It was an orange twin.
It's her bike.
It's her bike. It was her bike.
Why didn't you ride your bike?
What's that?
Why not ride
her
your bike?
Her bike was better. Better.
Marcus at Sandhill says, running on gravel is glorious, and bologna and cheese sandwiches, chef's kiss.
Oh, it is.
Ooh, bologna and cheese.
It is. Okay. Chef's kiss. So good. Says. It's so good.
Eric and Hickman says, the MMR by our house is always rutted because guys mud on it when it rains.
Yeah. Nice. I like that.
The minimum maintenance road.
Get out there.
But face on MMR, 1 mile north of Lawrence, was known as Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane. Lover's
I wonder Lane. Why is that?
Lover's Lane. Interesting. Imagine, imagine that. Just going out to, there's like 8 cars out there parked.
Damn it.
You stole my
trying
idea.
Trying to be alone a little bit here. Right. We're on Lover's Lane. Right.
Scott in Bellevue says, love driving gravel roads. I can't wait to see Bill in Omaha tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Holy Ghost.
Make sure he says hi. Make sure he says
the
hi.
Ghost.
Scott
the ghost.
The ghost.
Now, you were talking about when you're going to leave. I wouldn't leave as early as you were suggesting. You don't need to leave till 5:30. Yeah, George.
George is very...
He wants you'll be to extremely get early if you leave at 5.
I know. I know. So I'll have to maybe...
That was inside. I'm sorry, Jake. That was inside.
That's fine.
I'd love to see some people stop by the ghost and get, if there's any breakers there.
Yeah. This is the 50th anniversary of the ghost.
And it's fun. It is really fun.
And they've ramped up the guests, your guests, the guest speakers.
The food is so good. Anything else, Jake?
I think that's it. We got a lot of response, though. That was good.
That's fascinating.
Thank you to the breakers. Thank you, Bill, for that wonderful edition of
Bill's
Grill.
That was interesting.
Yes.
Ditch the stress. See, I won't do
it. It's the stress.
You know that,
drive
Jake.
To be alive.
I don't have... I actively think about what he's saying. I can't take an hour right now to ditch the stress. I just can't do it.
Try it out, though. Saturday, you have no football to cover.
I got it right. I mean, it's just...
Oh, you can try all day Saturday. There's no game. There's no game.
I thought ESPN's going to do a 30 for 30 story on him. Steve Sipple, Saturday morning. He's got it right. Let's go live.
The right, man maybe, who never stop. Stopped
maybe,
working.
Stop. Maybe I'll ditch the stress.
God.
Ditch the stress.
Pack a lunch.
Drive
enjoy
to be
the
alive.
Crunch.
Pack the lunch. Enjoy the crunch. And he's talking about... Gravel.
Not chips, but gravel.
Gravel.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Tonight in NFL, we've got Patriots and Jets Thursday Ooh, night football.
Interesting.
Last week, it was a horrible game of Dolphins-Bills, which resulted in the end of the season for Miami. Today's topic is Patriots and Jets all-time leaders.
Okay. Did you hear that, Bill?
Yes, Patriots, Jets, all-time leaders.
He's got it.
Patriots,
I don't feel
Jets.
Great about it.
I don't feel bad.
All right, well, here we go. 464-568-5.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill in trivia again. Patriots and Jets all-time leaders for Thursday night football.
Yeah.
And we've got Jason in the line. It's Jason's 48th birthday today. Jason, how do you feel about, number one, happy birthday. How do you feel about Patriots and Jets? Jason.
I don't feel bad about it, and I wanted to say thank you for saying happy birthday, and I wanted to say, Zip, nice shirt.
Yes.
He's wearing the Niederhaus Refuse t-shirt.
Good job, Jake.
Which is where Jason's working for.
Yes, my favorite t-shirt. Thank you, Jason. And thanks for calling, and happy birthday. Bill says happy birthday.
Yes, we're very happy. Yes.
48 years young.
He looks 47.
He does.
He looks 47. That is the funniest thing anybody's ever said.
I don't think it's that funny.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, thanks, Bill. That's an honor for you. Jason. All right,
Jason. I hope I said something funnier than that in my life. But.
Bill is a lifeline for one question. Jason, no, first question to you. What running back leads the Patriots in all-time rushing yards with 5,453 yards from 1973 to 1982?
Oh, my gosh. 73 Patriots?
All the way to 82, yeah. He was there for 9 seasons.
I got a guess. I might just fire it.
I have a guess, but it's going to be wrong. It's not...
Guess.
Timmy, it's Otis Anderson.
Otis,
I have no idea.
Anderson.
Well, it's not a bad guess.
No.
Not sure he played.
They didn't play
Patriots
for him, other than that.
But it's a name from the 70s. Okay,
I'm
Bill,
just going to guess for fun.
Shoot the shot.
Sam Bam Cunningham.
Oh, I never would have got
Cunningham.
Okay, you guys are doing me like this, all right? This is fun.
No, that Bill, but that's
a huge... Jason, we'll probably still get you a business
that is
box.
A,
it's your birthday.
That was an impressive get.
The game's not over.
That's impressive.
That was well done, Bill. Yeah. Well done.
Really
Sam,
well done.
Sam Bam Cunningham.
There's not many people that would get
USC.
That.
I believe he's from USC. Is that accurate? I believe
I don't know that, but
Ben hit that.
That was definitely your era.
How about that, Ben?
73 to 82.
Bella's here.
All right, Sip, first question, you're up 1-0, Bill's yes. out of play. What receiver leads the Patriots in all-time receiving yards with 10,352 yards from 1977 to 1989?
I don't know.
At least by about 3,000 over the second place person.
Say it again.
Receiver leads the Patriots in all-time receiving yards with 10,000-plus from 1977 to 1989.
Got it.
Yeah, and I don't. Stanley Morgan.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Stanley Morgan is correct.
All right.
Jason, down 2-0.
You would have had that, Jason?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Interesting. That was a guess.
The game is not over. The game's not over. This is to stay alive, Jason. Last question. What defensive end leads the Jets in all-time sacks with 107.5? From 79 to 88.
100.
30 more than the second place in franchise history.
The New York Sack Exchange.
Don't do that.
Let me guess. Mark Gastineau.
Gastineau.
That is correct, Jason.
That was really
Mark
good.
Gastineau.
Klecko was the other half of that, yeah.
It was the New York Sack Exchange.
Yeah.
That was cool.
If Sip gets this wrong, Jason can steal this and go to the tiebreaker.
Please,
but right at this point, it's 2-1. Sip, or the win. What running back leads the Jets in all-time rushing yards with 10,300 yards from 1998 to 2005?
Yeah, I was praying you wouldn't give me that because I know I can remember him, but I can't remember his name.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was good.
Really good.
I got it.
Uh-oh.
That's great.
That's great.
All right, maybe I can do this.
From 98 to 05.
I can see him.
10,000-plus yards.
In fact, I liked him.
5 seconds.
Can I give him a clue?
No.
No.
Don't give him a clue? Get out of here.
No. Jason, what is that?
Five.
This is his birthday.
Four.
His last name, White.
All right. Jason was down 2-0. Can he get to the tiebreaker? Jason, what is the answer?
It's a dangerous game, but I'm going to go my Curtis Martin.
Chris Berman would say Curtis, my favorite Martian.
Shifty,
my
smaller back.
Right.
All right, this goes to...
This is incredible.
Jason, this is to you. Bill and Sip will go over your answer. Joe Namath leads the Jets in all-time passing touchdowns with 170. How many interceptions did he throw in his 12 years with the Jets? 170 touchdowns. How many picks?
Okay, let me get a pen.
Seasons,
okay,
Jason.
So he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. That's number one.
All right.
But easy. Don't come at Joe.
I'm going to say 140. Oh. No, I'm going to say 170 also.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great number.
All right. Over, under, I'm 170.
Say, you want to say he threw more interceptions than touchdowns?
I think he threw more. I don't know. I don't know.
You go higher?
I would guess this, but I'm not.
I can't. I think I would know that. I'm going to say under.
Okay.
Jason was down 2-0 on his birthday, fought back, and he put out a good number. The answer was 215 picks. Jason, you win the Bengals.
Yeah, you guided me.
Congrats
correct.
And happy birthday, Jason. Well done. He's hung up.
Happy birthday.
We got Sam Bam Cunningham and we lose.
No, we're up 2-0. We're up 2-0.
And you got Stanley Morgan. Okay,
yes. I'm under fire. I'm like prime right now. I'm under heavy fire.
Yeah, Joe Namath, 170 touchdowns, 215 picks in his career with the Jets.
Interesting.
And a Super Bowl.
Okay, we learned title. Something today. 215 picks and how many touchdowns?
170.
Wow. What a career. It was like Dan Pastorini. What?
He got the title incredible. With Sam. That,
yeah. Overall, we're 18-17. Yeah. Now it's looking average.
Yeah. And Bill said go over on the pick.
He did. He guided me correctly.
And Jake gave an eye inflection as if I was right.
Yes, he did. He kind of did.
I didn't mean to, but I did.
It wasn't eye inflection.
I did. You missed out.
It wasn't eye inflection. It was, and then when I said it, I was clearly wrong.
Yeah, it was, the head dropped.
Yeah, I did drop.
My head dropped.
I did drop it. I'm sorry. Jason, it's his birthday.
We're happy for Jason. We're happy for Jason.
We are. The spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.